Okay, all right. Well, welcome. Let's go ahead and get started with some Pilates and yoga. I'm Irvin Rue of irvinrue.com. And we'll get started with some mat Pilates right now. Let's go ahead and bring our legs into our chest. As we hug onto those legs, let's go ahead and move those legs in circles, round and round. And relaxing with the breath. Try to think of your favorite vacation place as you're moving and breathing. Great, getting a lot of good blood circulation in the body. Great, okay, so let's go ahead and go the other direction with our legs round and round. Great, slowing it down. Okay, let's go ahead and place our feet onto the ground. We're going to lift up into a bridge with our hips and reach our arms back behind us. Let's exhale, lift the hips, peel the spine up off the ground, arms reach back, squeezing the glutes and the hamstrings and the core. Inhale, let's lower our hips down, hands and hips to come down. Great job. And let's exhale, lift up again and reach arms way back. Let's go ahead and bring it down as we inhale, coming down with control. Great job. Again, we lift up and reach back. Let's go ahead and bring that back down as we slowly come down. Nice inhale. Let's go for two more. We exhale, lift up into bridge, arms reaching far back. Inhale, bring it back down slowly. And our last one as we exhale, let's lift up and reach back. And let's inhale, come down with control. Great, let's go into our 100 exercise where we're going to lift our legs either table position, toes visible over the knees, or you can lift your legs out straight, 90 degree angle toward the sky, or out to 45 degree angles. Take it to where you feel comfortable. You can lift your shoulders and your head up if your legs are out to 45 degree angle. Abs are tight, arms are long next to our hips as we inhale. Let's lift the arms up, contracting the core, 5 pulses. And we begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And down as we exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale up. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And inhale up. 3, 2, 3, 4, 5. And down with arms as we exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And back up. 4, 2, 3, 4, 5. Down with arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now back up as we inhale. 5, 2, 3, 4, 5. Navel to the spine. Exhale down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. With arms back up. We're halfway. Here's 6, 2, 3, 4, 5. And down as we exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Turn your feet and knees out a bit. Point those feet. We lift up again. Here's 7, 2, 3, 4, 5. Down with arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If your head gets tired keeping up, rest your head and go back up with arms. 8, 2, 3, 4, 5. And down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good. Back up. 9, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Last round. Here's 10, 2, 3, 4, 5. And down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Place your feet onto the ground. Rest your shoulders and your head. Now let's move our head to the right side, then back up to center, then to the left. Just continuing to move your head side to side as you're relaxing with your breath. Okay, we'll slow the movement down with our head. Okay, let's do a single leg lift. Let's go ahead and straighten out the left leg as we point through that foot. Arms next to the hips. You could sit on your hands if you'd like as we inhale. Contract the core. Let's exhale, lift that left leg up. Point to the foot. Flex the foot. Inhale, bring it down with control. And let's repeat. Exhale, lift. Inhale, we lower. Great job. Back up for 3. And down. Here's four, and back down. Here's five, down. Six, and down. Seven, and down. Here's eight, back down. And nine, down. Our last one for 10, the leg will stay up. Now let's circle that leg, single leg circle for 10. We got one, two, keeping the leg straight, points of the foot. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Now we change the direction with that leg. We have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, and we rest and place that foot onto the ground next to the right. Relaxing with our breath as we inhale, feel the belly rise. As we exhale, we feel the belly fall. Okay, we're going to mirror the image with the right leg now. We point that foot, straight leg onto the ground as we inhale. Let's exhale, lift that leg up, and inhale, we lower the leg down. Exhale, we lift for two, inhale, we bring it down. Back up for three, and down, four, and down. Good job, here's five, and down, and six, and down. Seven, and down, here's eight, back down. Here's nine, and down, last one, the leg stays up for 10. Now let's circle that leg round and round for one. Two, about the size of a basketball or a dinner plate, round and round. There's four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Let's change the direction with that leg. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Well done. Let's place that foot onto the ground next to our left. Relaxing with each breath. Okay, we'll go ahead and start to move into alternating legs. So as we bring our knees into our chest, shoulders and head could be resting. Extend your right leg either 90 degrees toward the sky, or you can go out to 45 with that leg. Keep your low back connected to the ground. Now bring, if you'd like to take it to the next step, lift your shoulders and your head, and the left leg stays in close to the shoulders. We inhale, we exhale, we switch the legs, right leg in, left leg away. Two good pulses to the shoulder. There's one, we switch. Here's two, left leg in, right leg away. We switch, here's three, and four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. We're halfway, 11, here's 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, last one, 20. Rest, feet onto the ground, and relax with your breath. Nice inhales and exhales. Into our straight leg stretch, great for the hamstrings and low back, and still strengthening your core. We're going to bring our legs to the chest. We'll go ahead and take our left leg away from us, keeping the right leg into the chest. Place our hands behind that right leg or right knee and lift that leg up. Shoulders and head could be on the ground, or you're welcome to bring it up, but keep looking up to the ceiling or the sky. Now we're going to bring back the right leg as we exhale, lowering the left. Two good pulls, bringing it back. Inhale in between, we exhale, switch, left leg back, right leg lowering for two. Here's three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, halfway, here's 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Great, we'll rest, place our feet onto the ground. Relaxing with each breath, you can move your head side to side. movement down with our head. Now we're going to work into some bicycles for our core. So visualize riding a bicycle through a nice, beautiful area with your choice. Your legs are going to be up to a table position. Let's pedal forward with big circles, keeping good form. And we have one and two. Squeeze the core. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now let's reverse it with good form. Pedaling backwards. We got one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Great. Relaxing with each breath. Place your feet onto the ground. Okay, so we'll go into our double leg lift next, keeping your legs together, tied through your ankles and your knees as we inhale. Hands are next to your hips. Sitting on your hands is fine. We keep the core contracted as we inhale. We're going to exhale, bring our knees in, lift our legs up, hips up is an option, and then lower your hips, bend your knees, touch your toes to the ground as you inhale. Exhale, explode back up and lift. There's two, inhale, we bring it down. And here's three, and down, and four, and down. Good job, here's five, inhale down, and exhale lift, six, and down. Seven, and down. Here's eight, and down. And nine, and down. Good job. Here's 10, and down. Now, like with straight legs, as you lift your shoulders and your head, come down with your legs straight to about 45, about 2 feet off the ground. Exhale, explode up and lift. There's 11. Low back stays connected to the ground. And here's 12, lift. So about 45 degree angle, keep the low back connected. 13, here's 14, and 15, shoulders and head up, place your feet onto the ground, and relax with the breath. Nice inhales and exhales. Okay, so we're going to start slowing it down. We got one more exercise of a Pilates exercise called crisscrosses, opposite elbow to knee, bringing your hands behind your head. Elbows are staying out wide the whole time, lifting your legs out to either 90 degree or 45 or table position. Shoulders and head may come up. As we inhale, squeeze the core. Exhale, bring left elbow or shoulder toward the right knee with a pause up at the top. Inhale, we go back. Exhale, the other side, right elbow to left knee, and inhale, we go back. Good. We lift and twist for three, and back. And four, and back. Here's five. And back. Six. And seven. Elbows are out wide. Out of your peripheral vision. Here's eight. Nine. And ten. Great. We're halfway. Here's 11. And back. Here's 12. 13. Back. Here's 14. 15. 16. 17. Feel the obliques working over time. Here's 18, 19, last one for 20. Great. Rest, relax with your breath as you inhale and exhale. Feel the belly rise and fall as you breathe. Okay, we're going to slow it down, doing some yoga poses now. Let's go and bring our right leg into our chest. Placing our hands behind that knee, lift that leg up high and bringing it back. Lifting through your heel as your toes are towards your knee. Keep your leg as straight as you can. Now let's circle the foot round and round and loosen up the ankle. So we're going at least 10 circles. We've got 3, 4 big circles, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10. Change the direction with your foot. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Keep bringing the leg back. 8, 9, 10. Great job. Now we're going to bring this leg into our chest. Cross that foot over our left thigh. And let's push that leg forward with the right hand. Okay, so you can stay in that pose there, or you can slide your right hand through your leg, placing both hands behind your left knee as you bring your left leg into your chest. Use your right arm to push that leg forward, or you can lift your left leg up. Good, breathing in and out. Feel how a nice stretch in the outside of your right hip. And if you have that flexibility and you're able to, you could reach up with your left hand and either place it behind your calf or wrap two fingers around your big toe as you keep bringing your left foot in towards your knee. Continuing to breathe in and out. Okay, so let's go ahead and release our hands and place our left foot on the ground, arms next to our hips, keeping that right leg where it is. Lift up into a bridge with your left foot on the ground, hips are up high, right leg moving down, breathing in and out.
Trying to keep the hips up in line with your heel or your knee to your shoulders. Now let's lower the hips down with control. Great, and we start to bring that right leg into our chest.
Left leg straight out onto the ground as you rest your heel. Take your left hand, place it to the outside of your right leg and place your right foot on your left thigh. Take your right arm out, reach out to the side of you. Looking at that right hand, so it's out to a 90 degree angle or 45 above your head. Exhale, bring your leg, right leg to your left side, rolling onto that left hip as you look at that right hand and keep your right shoulder down. Keep your left leg straight, flex the foot as you inhale. You exhale, try to go a little bit further, trying to bring that leg over to your left side. Inhale. Fill the belly with air. Exhale, lengthen those muscles and stretch through the fingers. Trying to challenge your body a little more with each breath. Good. Now we're going to release with our exhale and bring that right arm back. Place that right foot down. Line up our back and place our left foot onto the ground. Okay, so we're going to mirror the image. We're going to go ahead and bring our left leg into our chest. Place our hands behind that knee and lift that leg up and bring it back. Lifting through the heel, toes toward the knee. Let's move the foot 10 circles round and round. And we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's change the direction with our foot. And we have 1, 2, 3. Well done. Let's go ahead and bring this leg into our chest. Cross that foot over our right leg and push that forward with our left hand. Good. Stay there with your right foot on the ground. That's okay. Or if you'd like to take it a step further, slide your left hand through your leg. Place your hands behind your knee. We'll lift that right leg up. Bringing it back as you lift through your heel. Press that leg forward with your left elbow or forearm. If you'd like to take it a step further from here, reach up with your right hand, put your hand behind your calf, flex the foot, maybe wrap two fingers around your big toes. You try to bring that leg back. Continue to breathe. Always trying to breathe into the areas you feel the stretch. And relax with each breath. Now let's go ahead and release our hands and put that right foot on the ground, bringing our left leg into our chest, right leg straight out onto the ground to heel resting, place your left foot on your right thigh, right hand outside your left leg, left arm out to the side as we inhale. Let's exhale, roll onto that right hip as we bring that leg to the left leg to the right side, looking at that left hand, continuing the breath, each exhale go a little more, left shoulder stays down. Continuing each breath as you relax with each. Good. Now as we inhale, Let's exhale, release, and bring that leg back up. Left arm back. Place your left foot down and your right foot as you align your back. Back to our supine position, flat on our back with our knees bent. Okay, let's lift into a bridge as our hips are up high. So our hips are up in line with the knees to shoulders. Press into the ground with your arms. If you'd like to interlace your fingers, bring your arms and shoulders under. Or put your hands at your hips or low back or right at your butt. Elbows into the ground for supported bridge. Keep your knees in line with your hips. If you'd like to take it to the next step, you could even lift your heels up as you're on your tiptoes. Okay, you can lower the heels down, release our hands, take our arms and shoulders out from under us, lower as we bring our hips down with control. As we exhale, hips are resting. Great, bring your knees into your chest, hug it onto your legs. Let's bring our shoulders and our head up. Okay, let's rest our shoulders and our head down. And let's move in little figure eight patterns, left and to the right, or an infinity symbol, going diagonally across the body with the legs, knees into your chest. Diagonally across the body, knees into the chest. If you go too far, use your upper arm or elbow to push you back up to center. Relax with each breath as you move side to side. Great. Slow the motion down. Now we're going to place our hands behind our knees, lift our shoulders and our head up as we make a nice little round ball. We're going to kick our legs up into the back of the room and then to the ground with power to come up. So let's go ahead and kick back, lift the hips, kick down with power to come up as you inhale. Exhale, we go back. Inhale to come up. Exhale, we go back. Inhale to come up. Kick down with power and we go back. Now if you can, try to balance on your sit bones, feet off the ground, strong through your back, lifting the chest as it's out. Hold behind your knees for modified boat pose, or you can extend your legs out further and have your arms alongside your knees. Back is strong and straight, squeezing your core muscles as you breathe. For those out there, if it's too challenging for you with your low back, just put your feet down and lean back. As we inhale, we're going to exhale, come up and straighten the body, sit tall on our sit bones and straighten our legs. With our legs straight out in front, reach arms up high as we inhale, flex the feet, toes toward knees, knees in toward each other. Fold forward as we exhale, we lean over our legs. Continuing to breathe in and out. Okay, we're gonna release our hands as we inhale and roll up, stacking through our spine, shoulders back and down. Okay, let's go ahead and transition to a table where we bring our legs around and under. So now our hands are going to be under our shoulders and our knees are going to be under our hips. As we're at this table pose, our back is going to be flat. So we're going to tuck the hips under for cat, chin to our chest as we exhale, lifting our back up high. Okay, so inhale, reverse it, lift the hips up, lift it up. Into the ground. Straighten your arms, looking up. Nice stretch through your neck as well. Exhale to go right back to cat. Hips under, the back is lifting. Feel the shoulder blades slide apart. Inhale, let's reverse it. Exhale, we move back to cat. Last reverse, cat. Great job. Now stay at neutral position of table. Knees a little farther apart. Sit back into your heels with your hips and reach your arms out in front. Let your head rest onto your mat. Or you can fold your arms. Let your head rest to your hands or stack your fist. And let your head rest onto your fists. Relaxing with each breath as you inhale and exhale.
Okay, let's come up
to our table as we inhale. So coming back up, we're going to go into downward facing dog as we curl the toes under, lift our knees and hips up as we push back against our hands and make that upside down triangle. Keeping the back flat, lift your hips high, push those thighs back and drive those heels into the ground, stretching your hamstrings. Now move your legs like you're walking in place, lift the heel and lower heel. Slow the movement down with our legs. Now let's go ahead and start to walk our feet up to the back of our hands, standing to the front of our mat, folding in half as we lift those hips, shoulders and head to the feet. Trying to press those thighs back. If it's too much for the back of your legs, keep your knees bent. Maybe even place your arms behind your legs as you hold your elbows with the hands. Keep your chest on your thighs as you continue your breath. Each exhale, lift your hips up, shoulders and head to your feet, press your thighs back. Feel the stretch deepen in the back of the hamstrings and your low back. Great, now releasing your arms. We're gonna start to roll up through our spine. You can walk your hands up your legs as you inhale, or just simply roll up through your spine, stacking one of them at a time. And the curls, shoulders back and down, head to be up last. And if you stand tall in mountain pose, we're going to move into our triangle pose, taking our right leg back about 3 to 4 feet. Turn your heel farther back, front leg is straight, arms out to a T. Front leg is straight, and we're going to move into triangle. We lean over to the left, bring that left arm inside of our leg, reaching up high with the right hand and look up at that hand. Trying to line up your right hand through your shoulder to your left. Keep bringing that right hip and shoulder back as if there's a wall back behind you. Continuing your breath, and press into the ground with the outside of your feet as your legs remain straight. Okay, as we inhale, we're going to come up. Keep the arms out to a T. Now turn your feet to the right side so that right foot is pointing away, leg is still straight, and the left heel points out, and the foot is pointed inward toward your body. As we inhale, we lean over to the right, and exhale, we go to the right side. Bring that formed rest on your thigh or the arm inside of your leg. Reach into the ground with that hand, and reach up with your left. Continuing your breath. Big inhale, we're going to bring our body up, strong through our back. Exhale, lower the arms, pivot the feet all the way back to the left, and bring that right foot up the mat or left. Okay, so now we're going to start to balance into a tree pose and bring that right foot up from your heel to your ankle, or you can bring that foot up higher inside of your leg. Your arms either out to the side of you for balance, keep bringing that right knee back to be in line with your left hip, or you can bring your hands in front of your heart for a classic tree. Continuing your breath and keep your eyes onto a focal point as you concentrate and balance as you breathe. Shoulders are back and down and away from your ears. Okay. And release our hands. Take that right leg back and lean over our left and balance on that left leg, so your right foot, toes could stay down as you hinge from your hips with a flat back, looking at the ground, arms either at your sides or flying out to the side of you like a bird with wings, or you can lift your right leg up. Keep that leg up to be in line with your back and parallel to the ground as your left leg is straight. Nice inhales and exhales. Inhale, come all the way up, standing tall, press that right foot down, lower the arms. Okay, we got the other side to do with our tree first with that left foot, heel to, could be to the ankle. focusing on something. If you need to hold onto a chair or a wall with your hand, feel free. Or bring that left foot up higher inside of your leg. Arms either out to a T. Keep that leg open or your hands brought together in front of your heart. Focus on your breath in that focal point. Breathing in and out. Down away from your ears, lengthening the muscles in your neck. Keep a good tall posture. So then release our hands. Take our left leg back. Toes can stay down. Hinge from your hips and over your right leg. Or you can lift that left leg up. Flex the foot. Toes toward knee. That left foot, right leg straight. That leg is in line with your spine to the crown of your head. Arms could be out in front or out to the side where you feel like you have in your arms as you breathe, keeping your right leg straight. Nice inhales and exhales. Great work. Nice job, everyone. Let's go ahead and come up to the inhale. Exhale, lower the leg. Let's take out the leg a little bit. Let's go into windmills, left and to the right. So soft knees, go to the right side, swing your arms, then to the left. Down, move our shoulders in big circles going forward, around. Great, let's lift the shoulders and go the other direction, shoulders toward the ears, then back and down. Great, keeping the shoulders back and down, chin to the chest and roll the head, either half circles or full circles, up to you. Ear to a shoulder, chin to the chest, ear to a shoulder, chin to chest for half circle. If you're comfortable with full circles, go ahead and move around and around your head. If you're going with full circles, change the direction. Great, slowing it down. Bring your head up on top of your torso, reach your arms up high into the air. Reverse bend as we lift the chest, hips forward, we lean back, we exhale. Inhale, we come up, bring the hands down in front of our hearts. Hope you have a wonderful day, and namaste. This is Irvin Rue, Jr. of Irvin Rue with Mind, Body, and Soul podcast. Please leave a review, and I hope you like the workout, and I hope you have a great day. Thank you, everyone. Bye now.